It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, some major news happened recently. Worse than war, worse than famine,
yes.
Worse than poverty combined. McDonald's has raised the price of their double cheeseburgers from $1 to $1.19.
Unbelievable.
And you know what makes this bad, Mike?
Yep.
It's unlike the other three things that I mentioned. You can list a bunch of others. You can list the financial crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You can list 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You can list smallpox,
mm-hmm.
the bubonic plague. But this here, McDonald's
yes.
raising their double cheeseburgers, this hits home. Now it's affecting me. And I have a problem.
Yeah. You know... I'm speechless.
I was trying
to think of something, but this is such a mainstay. You know what it is? Okay, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it may not be the greatest hamburger of all time, right?
Right.
The fries may not be the greatest thing of all time. But you know what? It's consistent.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what you are getting.
Well put.
You order a Big Mac, you are getting a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that 10 years down the line, you're getting the same Big Mac.
If you put yourself in a time capsule,
right,
froze yourself for 100 years,
yep.
got out of the time capsule,
yep.
walked across the street to McDonald's,
yep.
it would taste exactly the same.
You know what? You could, in fact, do that. Fly to Tokyo
mm-hmm.
and get a Big Mac, and it would taste the same.
Same thing.
I'm telling you.
And
so raising the price, it's just wrong.
It's just plain wrong. Because now,
I even got into the high falsetto thing. Now.
Yes. You did.
Out of horror.
And that's rare.
That's rare
when you go high.
That's tough.
It is tough. And what's frustrating is, you know, typically I'll go, because McDonald's has the $1 value menu.
Right.
I'll get a couple of double cheeseburgers, my McChicken with extra mayo,
okay.
and my small fry. And the price with tax is $4.33.
So you know this.
I know this. Because McDonald's, like me, is consistent. Now, because they raised
yes.
the price of the double cheeseburgers 19 cents, now my whole math is off. Now I have to learn something else, not to mention pay more.
You know, you got to think about this, right? So they're going to tax you
mm-hmm.
on that extra 19 cents.
Yes!
This is not going to just be $4.53 now for you.
No,
this
and,
is, yeah.
and because I tend to get two, that's more tax.
Unbelievable.
That's an extra 38 cents.
That's, you know what? That's like, how much does it cost you to do laundry?
Well, it cost me $5. Because, well, here's the thing, actually.
$5?
$5 because because I have enough laundry to do two loads of
washer.
Okay, so let me do one load. So one load, washer, dryer,
okay. $250. Okay. You know what? That's amazing. That's like, you are going to be spending, if you get a double cheese, like two double cheeseburgers,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that's like what? It's a load of laundry. That's basically a load of laundry.
Now it's taking away my laundry money.
You're going to not be able to wear clean clothes.
Really?
Thanks to this.
It's ridiculous.
It's awful.
I mean, think how much it will cost you as the years go by. That 19 cents adds up. Adds up considerably. That's a mortgage payment.
You know,
that's a college fund.
That's right.
That's
you
a kidney.
What? Those are your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
My dreams are gone now.
McDonald's. Man,
you're off the Christmas list.
Yeah, you.
That's all I gotta say.
Wow, come on, Ronald.
Hit home. It's home.
Ugh.
Okay. First names
yes.
that start with the letter O.
Okay.
This just popped in my head the other day.
Okay.
Okay. I can't think of many. I don't know why it's coming in my head.
All right.
First names
Let's
that
go.
Start with the letter O. You got Olaf.
Olaf.
You know,
Olaf would not have been the first one I would have left.
Well, you know, I'm going in alphabetical order, and it's not hard because
okay.
I got two.
Okay.
I got
Olaf,
and I got Oscar.
All right, here's some other ones
okay,
I can think
for
of.
It.
Oliver.
Oh, Oliver's a good one.
Now, the one that just popped into my head, Oral. Like Oral Hershiser.
Yes.
See? Now,
yes.
Now, you don't hear that often.
True.
These days.
And you know, I knew a guy when I was a kid named Orrin. O-R-E-N.
Like Orrin Hatch.
Yes.
See? Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So we're at four,
yeah,
five?
Yeah, we're at something like that.
Four or five.
What else is there?
Is Ophelia a first name?
Yes.
I knew an Aurelia.
With an O?
With an O.
An Aurelia?
Oh, you know, good question. It may have been with an A.
Probably A-U.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still at like six.
Wow.
I can't. Why are there so few first names with the letter O? Was it always like this?
It's like it's a vowel.
Yeah,
so
true,
you'd
yes.
think you'd get.
But
more.
There's a lot of A's.
Yeah.
There's Andy. There's Andrew.
Well, that's the same name. But yeah.
True. Okay.
But anyway,
true.
Yeah.
You know, I know a guy. Well, I shouldn't say. Well, I'm just gonna say it anyway. Who knows? Okay. Who's I know a guy named Anders Anderson.
No, you didn't.
I do.
No, you
I
didn't.
Did. Never. Yes, I'm dead serious.
Come on, man.
I'm dead serious.
Well, you know, I know someone right now who's Betty Bobby.
True.
What can I say?
That's wow.
I know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But those are bees.
I know.
And bees are easy
better.
To bees are easy.
But then yeah, that's true. Are there?
I don't know.
Wow.
Or Fonso?
Like Orpheus?
I don't know.
Do we have to go back to ancient Greece?
We might. I don't. Oracle? Do they have any stars name their kids name Oracle?
Probably.
I
can think of last names.
Yeah, last
like,
names.
That's easy. Like,
yeah.
We've got Ortiz.
Yeah.
We've got Onassis.
Right.
We've got O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. O'Reilly's a good one.
We've got, like, oh, well, all the Irish people.
Yeah.
Like,
O'Sullivan.
O'Sullivan. It's like, you
so
know.
So just take every name, add an O at the front, and you have an Irish last name.
Right, yeah. Throw
so,
an apostrophe in your
yeah,
name.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's,
so
that's
I can't think of any.
Wow.
And you know what else you don't see much these days? Pez. Whatever happened to Pez?
That's true. You don't see the name Pez. Like,
yeah.
You don't see people naming their kids Pez.
No, I'm talking about Pez. Pez. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Do you know people who've named themselves Pez?
No.
Do you know of any...
All right, in the interest of full disclosure, I was giving you a hard time.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was the...
However, that's not a bad idea, naming your kid Pez. See, I'm trying to get into the celebrity
it's,
naming
it's
their
been,
kids.
You
mindset.
Know what? I wouldn't shock
you.
You
know, there was somewhat recently someone who named their kid Bronx.
That was
who was that?
Jessica Simpson's sister, Ashley Simpson,
Bronx?
and Pete. What's his name? The
yeah.
singer.
Oh, oh,
they named their kid Bronx.
Bronx.
I know. Well, you know what's sad about that though?
Yeah.
That's not the weirdest one.
No,
there was Honor.
Yeah, well, we did this
and
in
yeah,
podcast.
And
yeah,
right. Jagger.
We did Moon
which,
Unit. You know,
yeah.
Whole
so,
thing.
So I think you know, the
yeah.
Bronx is not the worst.
No,
I'll take Bronx over Apple.
Okay.
You see what I did there? The Bronx, Apple, New York references there.
Let's talk about Pez. Okay, so Pez. You're right. You don't see Pez very much.
Pez is so cool. It came in different flavors, had its own little dispenser.
It's true. It has, you know, and it's cool because they marketed it. You know, they have all those different theme things
yeah.
now. You know, they did, you know, like all the, they had the Star Wars Pez.
Yeah.
They had the, I don't know, what other Pez, the Sesame Street Pez.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
The Snoopy Pez.
That's right, the Snoopy Pez.
I mean, what happened to Pez?
I don't. It's a good. Well, you know. Okay. This might hurt, and I hate to do this.
Okay.
And I saw you sneer a little bit.
I'm trying to steal myself.
No. See. I'm just saying, Pez. I think it was like the idea of Pez and the coolness of like just the dispenser
mm-hmm.
was the big thing with it. Like mm-hmm. Pez itself. You know, not the greatest candy.
No, that's
right.
True. You're right.
I mean, like, you know, like, I'll take a Snickers over a Pez
no,
sure.
when,
any day.
When it comes to actual taste, yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, but,
yeah, absolutely.
I think the thing with Pez
uh-huh.
is that it's just so, I don't know. It's
uh-huh.
just so, like, you know.
Okay. We're not, okay.
Sorry, everybody. We're having some technical difficulties here. We're all good.
People
it's
don't
just,
realize when we're recording.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You can, as you can probably heard from last week too, we're in a different room.
Yeah,
than we usually
we have
are.
To. We have to move around sometimes.
Yeah. So
you
these
know,
past
you
couple
know,
weeks, we've
you
been
know,
kind
we've,
of,
we've been kind of like traveling, like you know, circus people trying to go from like one thing to the other. So when people like kind of knock on doors, ignore size, you know, we're gonna do music, and you know,
yeah.
that's all good.
So we're sorry
anyway,
about that.
So back to Pez.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, you I was trying to remember the point. Okay, no, I'll take a Snickers bar over Pez.
Right. Yeah.
But I think the thing is, you know, but is, you mentioned the dispenser, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are kids too cool for Pez?
I don't know.
Is that what
That's
it
a
is?
Good, you know, you'd think
has,
that it would, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, has Pez lost its way? Is it
I, you
not
know,
age well?
It's like, you know, it's funny, because, like, I'm thinking about it. You know, kids these days... Yes, because I'm such an expert on kids these days. But kids these days, you know, really need, you know, they need all this extra stimuli, like they need the interaction,
mm-hmm.
right, with the stuff. So you'd think Pez
mm-hmm.
would be really cool. It's
mm-hmm.
like, hey, you want some Pez? And, like,
right.
you know, do the dispenser
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
all hands-on and exciting, you know. But maybe what it was ahead of its time.
Maybe.
You know, and maybe now it's like, it's an old thing.
It's
so
it's,
kids don't care.
It's a classic. And to kids, classic means old. So perhaps we have to announce right here the death of Pez.
So sad.
Bye, Pez. Anyways.
Okay.
We always...
Well, that was much less than a minute of silence.
Well,
that
you know,
like
you got to move on.
3 seconds.
We,
yeah, Pez is kind of late.
Pez is done.
All right.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You know, it's funny. I keep thinking we're getting interrupted. I can't.
I know. Aren't you paranoid?
I mean, my flow has been kind of stopped. I know. I'm a little creature now.
Guys, you're hearing Mike and Nev discombobulated right now.
It threw me off because I didn't really know. I didn't, because we have the rule. We keep going no matter what. We don't stop. We don't re-record. Yeah. Whatever happens, if there's an earthquake, we keep going.
In fact, that'd be hard hitting if there was. It would be. We would just roll with it,
you know, because like stock, you know, we can be up, we can be down, but we're here, and we ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Like roaches. Anyway,
I had the exact same thought.
You did?
That's really
cool. There we go.
All right.
I love that.
Okay.
Anyways,
let's get to the message.
We always encourage letters from our listeners. You can write us in a couple of ways. Send us a letter to MikeandNev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at MikeandNev.blogspot.com. This week's letter comes from Natalie in Rhode Island. And Natalie listened to last week's podcast, Mike, when we talked about the movie Twilight and what the deal was with tweens who loved vampires even though they wanted to kill them. Because they were good looking, and Natalie had some thoughts on the subjects, and she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I am 30 and was dragged to the movie with my sister-in-law. After seeing the movie, I ran out and got all four books and began reading. It isn't really a vampire thing. It's more how they interact with each other. And it's signed, Natalie in Rhode Island." Now, Mike, I have a theory about Natalie.
Sure.
Tell me if you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Natalie is single.
Yeah, I mean, there's
only one explanation.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're 30 years old.
I'm very confused by this letter, actually.
How so?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, she's 30 years old.
Yeah.
And after, she says being dragged, let's give her the benefit of the doubt in this case, she was dragged to see the movie.
I'll buy it.
She ran out and bought all four books. So after seeing a movie about little teenage girls falling in love with good-looking vampires, Natalie, a 30-year-old, ran out and bought all four books to, I'm guessing, to escape and fantasize about being 12 again and falling in love with vampires who care.
That.
You know, yeah. So to me, that screams, I'm single.
You know, that's true. Wow. That's... you know what it is? It's the end of the letter that gets me, though, somehow.
What'd you
it's
say?
More how they interact with each other. I'm just confused. Well, I guess the thing to me is, vampire movie, right? You'd think that the reason you'd go see it is because of vampires.
Right.
Like, I mean, I could be wrong about this, but, like, you know, why not just make it a movie about interacting with each other,
you know, as
human beings.
Well, you know, it reminds me of something you said last week about how one of the reasons why girls liked this movie so much was that the vampires cared what the woman had to say. And maybe that's what she was referring to.
Maybe that's what it is.
She just wants a man who will listen to her.
You know, also, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking about this. I could be completely off base in this, and teenage girls, feel free to write in, and also 30-year-olds who are into it, feel free to write in, too. And I guess creepy guys who are into it.
If you have to, go ahead.
Go ahead. But I just, you know, I'm thinking maybe what it is that it is about how they interact with each other. Like, it is the whole romance thing and the whole, you know, like, perfect guy thing. But the vampire thing might be, it's just so crazy, it's so out there, that it can't possibly be real. And therefore, it's safer to, like, fantasize about it, you know, because you know it could never actually happen.
So it's like a safe zone for them, a comfort zone.
Right.
Interesting.
It's
a theory. It's an interesting theory.
I could be wrong. I'm no psychologist.
Well, I tell you what. Even though you're not a psychologist, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm going to put on my psychologist hat, and I'm going to give some advice to Natalie.
Oh, interesting.
Now, Natalie, it seems to me that you're 30 years old, as you said. You're single. You're in desperate need of a man who will listen to you. And I have one piece of advice that can help make this happen. The next time you meet a man, and you like this man, you feel a connection with this man, don't speak. And odds are you'll land him. Don't speak. Just don't say anything. Don't speak. And
I'm sorry, I couldn't contain it. I'm sorry. That was great.
That's good advice, though.
You know how you give me a nickname every week
like
at the end of the thing? I'm totally going with Nev Love Guru Barrett.
Thank you. I like that. Thing.
You're welcome.
That works.
I'm glad you like your nickname.
I like the nickname.
As opposed to like Mike Tofurky Feldman from the last week.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to pick your nickname this week.
No, it's okay.
No, pick it. I'm going to pick it.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's a tradition.
Okay.
And there aren't many traditions anymore as
this
McDonald's
is true.
Has shown.
This is true. So you know what? All right. That's good spirit.
All right.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike, Nev, the love guru, Feldman, I'm Nevin Barish. It's the Things That Matter.